I got a notification on my phone at like 4 o'clock in the morning, so it wasn't a good wake up call.
From?
I think it was CNN or something like that. Yeah.
Were you surprised or?
Yeah, I was a little surprised. Obviously, you know, last thing I heard was he was going to be able to play. So, you know, I woke up to that. Couldn't go back to sleep.
Have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
How's the team handling this?
What does it do to a team when, you think at one point that you're going to have to do something else?
Yeah, it's a little demoralizing, but at the same time, it's football. We have a job to do. I felt a lot better once we got on the field and kind of just getting back into what we do. And so we'll stay together as a team, and, you know, people are going to have to raise their level of play, and that's what we'll do.
What kind of comfort do you find after the field?
It's always, I mean, this is what we do. You know, we get paid to do it. You know, we've dreamed about it since we were kids. So once we get on the field, it's all about football, and it's all about the team, and that's how we got to move forward.
What's your reaction to this bouncing back and forth, deactivated, activated, now on the exempt list, the way this has been handled?
It's been stressful. You know, people have asked me about it, and I just said it's been pretty stressful for just myself. Obviously, I'm close with Adrian, and, you know, I'm his fullback. So, you know, it hits me hard, and, you know, it's disappointing. But at the same time, we got to get ready to go play the New Orleans Saints.
Jerome, is it difficult? I mean, you don't know if is he going to be gone 4 weeks, 12 weeks? I mean, is he ever going to come back?
And yeah. I mean, it's just a very unfortunate situation. It's you know, I don't want to think about it too much because, you know, I got a job to do, but, you know, it's disappointing.
Does it get to a point where it's almost like an injury, though? You have to look at it that way? Like, you know, you have injured players all the time that you don't know when they're going to come back, and you almost got it in your head, put it in that category, where there's lots of guys you don't know if they're going to play or not week to week.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, we're not going to have him. We know that. So it's about other people raising their level of play because, let's face it, he's our best player. So people got to step up, and that's what they're expected to do, and that's what we've been asked of. So, you know, that's, you know, we'll move forward with the team we have, and everybody will raise their level of play, and we'll go try to win games.
Do you think did people the coaches have the wrong address opinion? This with you guys this morning?
Yeah, you know, he talked to us for a little bit about it. But
in what way did they, how did that come about? What did they say?
I mean, it's pretty, you've got media checks all over the place. Everybody knows what's going on. So, you know, he just addressed, I'll keep the exact words between us and the team.
Do you think Adrian's getting maybe a wrong, I mean, you guys know him, and do you think there's a wrong public opinion of what kind of person Adrian Peterson is?
You know, I just know him the person I know. I mean, all I know is the person I know and what things he's done in the community and who he is. So, yeah, it's a little disappointing that he doesn't get his due process, but that's just part of the deal.
Jerome, have you been in contact with AP?
You know, I shot him a text, but I hadn't talked to him.
Do you think Matt's ready to take over the reins?
I mean, he has to be. You know, like I said, it's next man up. This is the National Football League. That's what you're expected to do. And everybody else has to play better, and that's how we'll win games together.